From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The day after the John Deere Union turned down a second negotiated contract, a Deere spokesman said there will not be a third offer. According to AgriMarketing.com, members of the local United Auto Workers cast their vote last Tuesday on a renegotiated contract, and the results showed 55% were not in favor of the new contract, while 45% were. This is in stark contrast to the overwhelming vote that declined Deere's first option early last month. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skaar thanks the President and Congress for including $1 billion in biofuels infrastructure investment in the Build Back Better budget. Skaar says it's a welcome acknowledgement that access to higher blends of biofuels at the pump makes a real difference in decarbonizing transportation. She says recent research shows a nationwide E15 standard would reduce carbon emissions by more than 17 million tons, the equivalent of removing almost 4 million cars from the road each year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack issued an endorsement of the framework of that Build Back Better Act. Vilsack says to create millions of good-paying jobs, grow the economy, build American competitiveness, and secure the future of American children, we must invest in America's working families. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says the bill scales up climate-smart ag programs that farmers, foresters, and rural businesses use to protect resources and be more energy efficient. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.